growing and we are, our account balance is getting less. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is telling us that your wealth is not getting less. So don't feel now you're giving, you're getting less. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely increase your wealth through charity. Next thing Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, وَمَا زَادَ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا بِعَفْوٍ إِلَّا عِزًّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously increase respect for that person who forgives. So a person who goes on forgiving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will continuously increase respect for him. Again, here that goes against our logic. It looks like we have to humble ourselves to forgive a person, to say we're sorry. But here this is something that, or to say that we have pardoned somebody. To ask for forgiveness or to give a forgiveness looks like something that is against a person's respect. But Allah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, is telling us that this is something that will increase a person's respect. And the third thing, وَمَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. There isn't any person that will humble himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that one needs charity, it will never decrease wealth. The second is, the person will continue forgiving, Allah will continuously increase him in respect. The third thing is, the person who humbles himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Pak will elevate him, Allah Pak will give him that respect and honor. Today's hadith, and Anas radiallahu anhu, annahu marra ala sibyanin fasallama alayhim, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he once passed by some young boys. So Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu is explaining, Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, once he himself, so this is a sahabi, he was a khadim of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So after the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once he was passing by some young boys. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِمْ, he made salam to these young boys. وَقَالَ كَانَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَفْعَلُهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. After he made salam to these young boys, young children, he said that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would do this, that's why I have done this. So in other words, this was the practice of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Such humility he had, that even young children he would see playing, he would greet them, and he'll make salam to them. He'll give them that type of respect also, because of the type of humility Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam had. كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يزور الأنصار. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام, he would visit the Ansar. فيسلم على صبيانهم, he would make salam to the young children. ويمسح برؤوسهم ويدعو لهم, he would take his hands and gently pass it through the hair of the children. Put it on the head, place it on the head, gently pass his hands on the head of the children. ويدعو لهم, and then he would make dua for the children. So this was the akhlaq of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is also a sunnah. You see children, to take our hands and just gently pass it on the head and then make dua for them. This was from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one more hadith, وَعَنْهُ قَالَ إِنْ كَانَتِ الْأَمَةُ مِنْ إِمَاءِ الْمَدِينَةِ لَتَأْخُذُ بِيَدِ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam فَتَمْتَلِقُ بِهِ حَيْثُ شَاءَتْ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu explains that any of the slave girls of Medina, any of the slave young girls of Medina Sharif, they would, what they would do is they would take hold of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They just grab hold of the hand of Rasulullah and they would take him wherever they wanted. Wherever they wanted, they'll just tug him along and take him. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would go with the child just to make the child feel happy. So this was the akhlaq, not even looking down, that generally a person who's a slave was looked down upon in terms of social standing. But the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this wouldn't stop him. Young child would come and grab hold of his hand and take him wherever they wanted. Wherever these young girls would want to take him, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would just go with them, tugging along to keep the heart of the child. So this is from the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's humility is such a thing that will take a person very, very far. And there was a nice saying that in India generally you get something known as a matka. Matka is a clay pot. Now this clay pot, what they do is they put water in it overnight. And during the day, even if it's hot, 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 it can be the hottest day, you take water from the clay pot, the water is very, very cool. It's almost like it's refrigerated water, water from the fridge. So one person, in the saying goes in Urdu, he seen a matka se poocha. One person asked the clay pot, tum kyu itne thande rehte ho? Then why do you remain so cool? As though you're not affected by the outside weather, the outside temperature. You don't get hot, you don't lose yourself. You're always cool and calm and cool. So why do you stay like that? So wo matka muskurakar jawab diya. That clay pot smiled and gave an answer. Jiske maazi hal aur istiqbal mitti se bana hua hai, to garmahat aur takabbur kis wajah se? So the clay pot smiled calmly and coolly and replied, that thing whose past, present and future is created from soil, created from clay, what reason does it have to get heated up and to get angry and to be proud about itself. This is a very nice lesson for us, that we are all created from soil and we created from dust. What reason we got to get heated up, to get angry? What right do we have to get angry? The quality of shaitan is created from fire. So when a person flares up and he gets angry, this is actually the quality of shaitan he's bringing himself by getting angry. That's why he gets so flared up and heated. Because this is the quality of shaitan. Shaitan had pride, and pride was the thing that brought him down. So pride is the thing that caused a person generally, not all the time, but generally to get flared up and upset unnecessarily because he is proud. And a person who doesn't have pride has humility, humbleness. But this person you'll find generally he's calm, he's cool, he's collected, and he can get along with people very, very easily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillah.